on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Before we get back to the phone calls, I did want to congratulate one of our Rosie on the House partners. West Coast Roofing down in Tucson celebrated their 10th anniversary recently. They had a little party down there in Tucson. So I'd like to give them a little shout out. Congratulations for all your success the last 10 years. And we think, and we're going to triple check this, but Jenny McDaniels is the only female licensed roofer in the state of Arizona at West Coast Roofing in Tucson.
Nice claim to fame,
so,
huh?
Yes. So, sorry we were unable to get there for the party. We were finishing traveling for a trip where we'd been out on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. So congratulations, Miss Cindy. All right, let's see if we can get to Miss Christine real quick, who's called in with a solar panel question. And y'all heard me just finish my little presentation about supercooling and the APS rate increase. I will tell you this. The new rates that are going to come in May, I predicted what they were going to do to your power bill. I also predict they are going to be a huge boom to the solar industry. Good morning, Christine. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I am military retired, moved here from Georgia, bought a house closed June 2016, and I had solar panels installed August 2016.
Okay.
I'm really new to this because electricity in Georgia is totally different than here. Way different. So anyway, in the way they explained it to me basically was that if I didn't have solar panels, I'm sending my money to the utility company. And when I go solar, I'm investing money, you know, that I would have sent in into my home in my solar system. But it just seems like I'm not really seeing a lot of the benefits in here. And I'm going on year two where I've had these panels. Well, August will be the second year. And I've had a couple of months where I've had lower bills, but basically my bills are like 148, 193, 175, you know, and I'm very, very careful about my electricity. I do have a pool and I made sure that APS had me on the correct plan. So I'm just not understanding why my bills are so high. I've called Sun Solar, I've called APS, but they're not really giving me an answer why. Going on?
We didn't use a Rosie certified solar installer. Is that correct? There's only two, Harmon Solar.
Probably. I don't know. I actually just found out about your program. Maybe a few months ago, being new here to Arizona, I'm still learning all the ins and outs, but I don't know if they're, can I say the name of the company?
Sure.
It's Sun Solar. So I don't know if they're Rosie certified.
And they're not sending an analyst out there to help you, right?
No, they haven't sent anyone. They just, they go to in there within their office. Apparently they're able to, you know, review something I'm just not satisfied with that.
Here's what we're going to do. As military retired, new to Arizona, I'm going to ring you Monday morning. I have your phone number. Okay. We're going to visit, and we're going to talk about the details of your power consumption. You're going to give me access so I can go online and look at your power bill. And we're going to visit through it step by step and see why we can't figure out why that bill isn't where it should be. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. It does take a little bit of a detail, and I've got to see your power bill, and I don't want you giving your Social Security number, address, or account number out over the air. Okay?
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
All right. Christine, I'll talk to you on Monday morning. We've got to do a little staycation thing here real quick.
Yeah?
I mean, really quick.
Okay, quick.
So, we had a couple. We had some winners.
Miss Mary and her husband.
Ran up to Flagstaff last week.
And we had them a package.
They were able to go to Sanderson Ford, pick up the Ford vehicle of their choice.
Yep.
Run up to Flagstaff, stay at the Little America Hotel.
On 500 acres of pine. You can walk all around there in beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous decorated rooms.
Gave him a family pass to Lowell Observatory to get up there and do some stargazing.
All nice and dark up there. Satchmo's. They could go in there and have them a barbecue or a jambalaya, po' boy, catfish, sandwiches.
With a $250 gift card to Babbitt's Backcountry Outdoor Store, where you can rent equipment, you can buy equipment, you can take classes on how to enjoy the Arizona outdoors.
And a basket from Cactus Candy. All kinds of good prickly pear goodies in there.
Had it all bundled up.
Plus $250 for gas and extras.
And that's
a staycation.
So we bundled all that, and they just returned home, and reports are it was fabulous.
They had them on time.
If you'd like to win an Arizona staycation, go to rosieonthehouse.com, register to win, and you'll be actually applying to win the staycation to Sierra Vista, Arizona. And that's one of my secret little corners of the world. I'll be able to share with you great things to do, great things to see, and where to go.